It seems like almost yesterday that Ken Sisler of Dexter, Missouri, received our nation's highest award for valor, the Congressional Medal of Honor. Lieutenant Sisler was born in Dexter, graduated from Dexter High School, and from Arkansas State University in 1964. In 1965, Sisler was commissioned as a military intelligence officer, and in June of 1966 was in South Vietnam serving as the leader of a special operations group conducting reconnaissance missions deep into enemy territory. On one of these missions in 1967, Sisler's small team was moving through the Vietnamese jungle when they were attacked from three sides. He quickly deployed his men and called for airstrikes upon the position. Learning that there were two wounded comrades who were unable to pull back, Sisler charged through intense enemy fire, reached the men, placed one on his back, and ran for safety. But he came under intense fire. He put his comrade down, killed three onrushing soldiers, and destroyed a machine gun emplacement with a hand grenade. As he returned to the wounded man, the left flank of his position came under a broad assault, resulting in more casualties. To prevent his unit from being completely overrun, Sisler grabbed a handful of grenades and charged directly into the enemy, firing and throwing the grenades. This bold action forced the enemy to withdraw, thus saving the lives of his men. For his extraordinary leadership, courage, and selfless concern for his men, First Lieutenant Ken Sisler received the nation's highest recognition, the Congressional Medal of Honor. It seems like almost yesterday that we had such heroes. This is Frank Nichol.